your mission? Whose side are you on? That would be telling. We want information.
Information. Information.
You won't get it. By hook or by crook, we will. Who are you? The new number two.
Who is number one?
You are number six.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
Good afternoon. You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKUW 95.9 FM. I'm your host, DJ Dilgirk, and here with you till 5 p.m. And a happy Tuesday to you. How's it going out there? Hope you're doing well. Thank you for tuning in, as always, to the strong lineup we have here on Tuesdays. You know, it all starts with Sean Burns. A little further up than that on Tuesdays. We got Bookworm, which is, Susan Hubert came back. Some people remember her from her days on People of Interest back in the day. That's at 8:30. And even before that, at 6:30 a.m., is Emma's Echo Chamber. Emma's, that show was on for a while back, and she just came back into the town, and I believe it was just a couple weeks ago she started her show back again. And then, of course, we have Sean Burns at 11 a.m., Boots and Saddle, both kinds of music, country and western. Today it was The Reminder with Laura Western. She has alternating Tuesdays, but she comes from a CKW lineage. Many people in her family, the Westerns, have been very involved with the station. Then there's little old me at 3 p.m. to 5. System Kids at 5. Sonic Blanket, Res Vibe Connections, On My Way Home, Transland. And then Listening Pleasures at 11. And then ending it all off at midnight, Night Danger Radio. So it's getting pretty packed here on a Tuesday. Of course, there's still a lot of slots open, in fact. And if you're interested in ever doing radio, just contact me. Send me an email, programming@ckuw.ca, and we can set you up. And there's several spots actually open right now that have become open, so definitely check it out. But a lot's going on a Tuesday, which I think is a nice day. It's Tuesday can be maybe a little rough, it doesn't have a feel, like other days do. Tuesday can feel a little, you're kind of lost in the ocean there, just trying to, oh god, I got a couple more days of this. But we can get you through the day on a Tuesday. So happy to have you here. We're going to have, as always, the forecast, vents around town, mandatory heavy as well, and a lot of music. Let's get started here. I think before the music, did anyone else see the absolute duds of football games the NFL put out for Wild Card Weekend? I think out of the six, there was one that was decent, which was the it was one that Washington played. I forget who they played now offhand. It was Washington who? I forget. But Washington wins their first playoff game in like 20 years. So good for them. Washington and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 23-20. That was a good game. Everything else, just total snooze fests. I mean, unless you're fans of the teams that won, nothing was particularly interesting. I did watch a bit of Rams-Vikings last night, and, you know, it was, Stafford and his receivers were definitely making some amazing plays. Vikings just always come up short. As they do. Everything else, pretty snoozy. So I don't know. I don't know what the NFL should do. I think they should maybe they should just get rid of the field goal altogether, because those are just, you know, what you really want is field goals. Those are just loser points, right? Maybe add a fifth down. Clearly some of these offenses need the help. The Steelers couldn't do a darn thing for two quarters. Maybe add a fifth down. Just make it, you know. Yeah, I don't know. It's funny, right? It's so much hype. Of course, they have the one game they can hype up. Everything else, just snooze fest. But maybe the divisional round will be better. But I don't know. Perhaps fifth. Maybe six downs. Just keep the offenses on at all times. And at that point, if you can't... If you can't score a touchdown, it's just your team is just dissolved and never to be heard from again. I don't know. Some of these games, boy oh boy. But let's hope for some slightly better games next weekend. Now got a couple of things I've brought out through the music collection I'm bringing back, and a couple that I'm revisiting again. We're going to start again with the Greg McPherson's Night Flares, and I believe it was end of December, he celebrated the 20th anniversary, I guess, of this thing coming out. Yeah, 2005, he celebrated at Public Domain. So we're going to hear two tracks from that. This is Cutting Room and The Show Is in the Basement, starting it off with one of the Winnipeg greats, Greg McPherson.
Part actor, I'm a looked up at the sky for 47 minutes. She taught them how to drive. She sped into the ocean and swam a half a mile. No reason she could think of but something deep inside. See, I'll show you a good time. I'll take you where the music is so loud. You feel it in your shoulders, your voice will fade away. We're sticking out the exits here, man, but everything's okay. The voice of God says die. The head under the water asks why. I stood there and watched it all. Started to give in. Tremors in my hands. I said it in my mind. I spoke the words out loud. My legs began to shake. Now you see I run against the crowd. Crowd. Desperate just to talk. I take you out for dinner and we're speechless while we walk. We listen to the radio and never sleep alone. We're crawling on our stomachs, a military zone. Out in the sun we sail from the coast. Knowing we're sinking, we sail on. Wanna see, I'll show you a good time. I'll take you where the music is so loud. You feel it in your shoulders, your voice will fade away. We're sticking out the exits here, man, but everything's okay. And I stood there and watched it all. Started to give in. Tremors in my hands, I said it in my mind. I spoke the words out loud. My legs began to shake. Now you see I run against the crowd.
Nothing. What do you mean by that?
War. I'm talking about all the way to the top, yeah. Unjustifiably in a position that I'd rather not be in. But the cream will rise to the top.
Yes, and we are back. You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKUW 95.9 FM. This is your host, DJ Dolgerk, and we just heard two tracks from Greg McPherson off of his album Night Flayers, The Show Is in the Basement, and Cutting Room. Now, looking ahead, now I actually put on the wrong theme music, but we're going to go with it. Usually I have a weather report theme, but let's just roll with it, eh? All right, current conditions, weather report. Observed at the Winnipeg International Airport at 3 p.m. today. Let's refresh the page. Yes, this is about as up-to-date as I'm going to get. Minus 19, mainly sunny. The wind is south at 23 kilometers. Wind chill, minus 30. So, yeah, the wind is biting. Let's just put it that way. Tonight, not actually getting that much colder, minus 18, a few clouds. Tomorrow, we're going all the way up to 1 degree, 60% chance of flurries, and minus 3 at night. Thursday, minus 2 and cloudy, and into the evening, snow and minus 9. Friday, minus 9, a mix of sun and cloud, and in the evening, minus 24. And then that cold will stick around into late parts of this week and early next week. Minus 23 on Saturday, minus 25 on Sunday, minus 23 on Monday. So sunny, one of those bright winter days, but cold. Colder than a witch's teat, as some would say. And let's take a look at the almanac here in terms of maximums and extremes. The highest temperature ever recorded, at least as far back as the records go, 3 degrees in 1942. Lowest was 1972 with minus 38. Whew! And that was also had a wind chill value of minus 51. Brutal. That's terrible. Wow. Living in Winnipeg, it's serious business, isn't it? From one season to the next, it's serious out there that we get that. The normal values, minus 11 and minus 21. So, we're a little bit actually below average, even though it's kind of biting today. That's around, you know, what we'd expect. Highest wind ever recorded, 1955 with 58 kilometers. And 1961 had the highest wind gusts recorded with 69 kilometers. Most precipitation, 8.6 millimeters in 1974, which is quite a bit, right? Like, it usually has to warm up for there to be snow. So usually when it's, you know, brutally cold out, it's not snowing. So 8.6 millimeters is a fair amount of snow. Maximum snow on the ground recorded was 66 centimeters in 1966. Sunrise is about 8:22 in the a.m. and sunset is just about 5 o'clock. We get about 8 hours and 30 minutes of daylight, although that changes. And we get a little more every day, and it's a nice feeling. So there's your weather update. So yeah, do take care out there. I would say, you know, in the warmer temperatures, especially tomorrow with the snow, it's going to get really slippery. It's going to be, you know, trudging around if you're walking, but definitely driving, just take a bit of care, eh? And at least the day next, it's always such a mess when things get a little warm, eh? Bundle up for this weekend. I don't think I'm really planning on doing too much. Just bundle up. Let's get into some more music and then we'll get into the, events coming up this week. Another band that, record that I pulled out last week that I want to go through, for the next couple shows is, again, Submission Hold. They're from Vancouver. They were on the... This record is called What Holds Back the Elephant. And this was actually on the G7 Welcoming Committee label based out of Winnipeg. And we're going to hear two tracks here. Dirt and Wooden Head. Yes, I believe that... Yeah, the way it's written on the back is a little confusing, but I believe Dirt and Wooden Head. This is Submission Hold from Vancouver. I guess they're broadly in the punk genre, although when you hear them, quite a bit different. let's just put it that way. Than your regular, punk fare when we think of what punk rock music is, right? Yeah, here's Dirt and Wooden Head. This is Submission Hold on Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKUW 95.9 FM. And we are back. You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKW 95.9 FM. I'm your host, DJ Dil Gherkin. Here with you till 5 p.m. We just heard two tracks from the band Submission Hole. That was Woodenhead and Dirt off their record, What Holds Back the Elephant, on the G7 Welcoming Committee label. From back in the day, I'm trying to find an actual date on this and failing, but I think if this was maybe early 2000s, this band, this record anyways, they started in the 90s. I don't know, like, how do you describe them? I mean, somewhere in kind of the punk experimental rock kind of milieu, I suppose. Definitely, the tracks I played last week definitely sort of reminded me of the Minutemen. Those two tracks definitely had more of their, there's an influence there of Eastern European folk music. At times, somewhat reminiscent of System of a Down, I thought, particularly in the vocals and kind of instrumentation. Obviously not sounding completely the same, but made me think of that. Anyways, interesting band, Submission Hold, What Holds Back the Elephant. And now, let's get into what's going on in and around Winnipeg this week. There's a number of shows to talk about. First one is, as always, our great friends at the Dave Barber Cinematheque, 100 Arthur Street. Every Tuesdays, they do their Trash Cult Tuesdays, which is a double bill. General admission is only $5, so you get, you know, it's a steal of a deal. This double feature is Little Shop of Horrors and then A Bucket of Blood. I believe usually they have a screen at 7 and then at 9 or 9:30, depending on the lengths of the films. And there's also Sukram's Pilsner on special those nights. So not a bad way to spend a Tuesday. A Little Shop of Horrors and A Bucket of Blood are the two shows. Looking a little bit further into their schedule this month, one interesting documentary here is Born Innocent, The Red Cross Story, with an description here. With an influence reaching across the genres of punk, college rock, grunge, metal, and indie rock, Born Innocent makes the case for Red Cross as the seminal Los Angeles band of the last half century. January 15th, January 16th, 17th, 18th, they are playing at Winnipeg at Cinematheque. So that's on Tuesday nights, as well as other programming as well. And our good friends down at the Handsome Daughter as well have an interesting little trivia night actually happening this week, starting this Tuesday. Twin Peaks Tuesdays, actually. They're binging Twin Peaks this winter, two episodes every week in preparation for Twin Peaks Trivia, February the 24th. So on Tuesday nights, you can go over and watch a bit of Twin Peaks down at the, have a beer and maybe a sub from Hoagie Boys there. So that's two episodes per week, Twin Peaks Tuesday at the Handsome Daughter. And as well, on the 16th, which is the Thursday at Park Alley's, it starts the Lost Country residency on Thursday nights, starting at 8:30. And that is, of course, hosted by our great friend Sean Burns in Lost Country for a month residency at the Park Alley's this January. So, and there's also on Thursdays a half price bottle of wine and bowling at the Park Alley's, and that's on Osborne, just a little bit down from Park Theater. So that'll be a great, that'll be a fun time in the next couple weeks. So that'll be 16th, 23rd, and the 30th to go check out, do some, maybe some bowling, have a bottle of wine, and listen to Sean Burns play some classic country tunes as well. Of course, Sean is the host of Boots and Saddle that airs on CKW 11 to noon on Tuesdays. As well, and then our good friends over at Into the Music in the Exchange District as well. They have their Fridays free all-ages show starting at 7:30. This is Marie Padno is known for her passion for intricate harmony and melody, drawing inspiration from jazz, funk, R&B, and pop, intertwining dynamic lines, bluesy chord progressions, and clever lyrics. So that's for free down at Into the Music, 245 McDermott Avenue, Friday, September 17th, 7:30, free and all ages. And that is just some of the things that are happening in and around town. Of course, there's a lot happening as well. It gets pretty busy, I think, from now into March, actually. And of course, CKW's Fun Drive as well is coming up. And that's actually starting February the 7th. So just in a couple weeks. And it's always an exciting time for us and a busy time for us at the station where we are, you know, do our annual fundraising telethon to raise about $60,000-$65,000. And we can do it with your help. And you might be asking, well, why do we do Fund Drive? Well, part of being an independent grassroots media organization, as we are here at CKW, is that we want to have that listener support that allows us to maintain our independence and also for us to have that connection and feedback from the community is Fun Drive, right? And so, you know, if you've heard Fun Drive before, you kind of know the drill. But for those who don't know, it's kind of a way for us to get pledges. So you kind of pledge money to the station in support of the services that we bring in terms of music, arts coverage, spoken word programming as well that covers a range of topics not often heard in mainstream media. And, you know, as media concentration keeps on getting worse and worse, it doesn't get better, right? Places like CKW are a key place to get not only the music and the arts and culture, but also news. And I know for so many people, even a program like Democracy Now! Is an important part of your week. And that's something that we bring you every day for free. But of course, there are costs, and this is a way of us covering our costs while also maintaining our independence and our connection with the community. So that's why Fun Drive is so important. So it starts February the 7th and goes for 2 weeks till the 21st. So lots more announcements going to be happening. We're going to have some really exciting shows coming up for Fun Drive as well. I mean, like shows like out in the community, not just radio shows. Of course, there's going to be tons of those, but lots happening this fun drive. It's going to be a great time. So that starts February the 7th. So start thinking a little bit about, hey, well, maybe I can put some money aside for your good friends over here at CKW. Always appreciated. Now, in honor of the Handsome Daughter, Twin Peaks Tuesdays, we're going to hear two tracks, actually, from the Twin Peaks soundtrack. And, you know, as much as I think David Lynch, obviously, Twin Peaks and his movies are, of course, famous in a lot of ways, but I think the music and the sound is also, it's a character in all of his movies as well. And, I mean, the stuff that was written for it is just incredible. So here we're going to hear Twin Peaks theme and Laura Palmer's theme. I think these are just beautiful pieces of music in and of themselves. But of course, when you tie it in with the sort of evocative scenes that Lynch always brings you, it just puts it to another level. So here's something in honor of Twin Peaks Tuesday at the Handsome Daughter. we are back. You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKUW 95.9 FM. You just heard two tracks from the Twin Peaks soundtrack, Laura Palmer's theme and Twin Peaks theme. And of course, there's Twin Peaks Tuesdays down at the Handsome Daughter. Two episodes every Tuesday, accumulating in the February 24th Twin Peaks Trivia Night. So you can go there and take some notes and grab a beer and a Hoagie Boy sub. Hoagie's Boys sub. They have a... that's what the Handsome Daughter's serving over there now. Pretty good. I do like the sub. So a bit of news here for Cinematech. I was talking about the screenings. Well, in fact, a listener phoned and informed me that screenings are canceled January 14th and 15th, in fact, at Cinematech because of a... I think it's like a water pipe isn't working in the art space building. So it means their bathrooms are out of commission. So it should be due temporary washroom closures. So today and tomorrow, no screenings at Cinematech. So no Trash Call Tuesdays. Or I also mentioned the Red Cross story documentary Born Innocent. So things should resume on the 16th. Do stay tuned, although the listener did say that potentially the McDonald's at the movies would also be potentially canceled as well. So go check Cinematech's website and social media for updates there, but for sure today, tomorrow, no screenings at Cinematech. So hopefully they get that, our good friends over there, get that all sorted. We're coming up on the mandatory heavy in a moment, but first... let's get back to a band I was playing for a number of weeks going through the discography, Montreal's Tricky Woo. Yes, the garage rock revival band that was doing garage rock revival before it became a trend. So they're kind of a great Canadian band, but kind of just missed the timing just slightly. But we're going to hear more from their record. I believe this is their last record they put out, First Blush. We're going to hear Living in the Danger Zone and Rat Feathers. And then we'll get to the Mandatory Heavy. This is Tricky Woo. ¶¶